our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I've heard all my life that God is almighty, infinite, and eternal. And we are not. The term usually applied to human beings is mortal, meaning that we are subject to mortality and will surely die. When I was in seminary, I learned a word I'd never heard in church before, finitude. It's not a complicated word. It simply means something or someone that is not infinite. Someone that has finitude is someone who will know an ending. Unlike God, who has no ending and no beginning. We do not like to think of our own finitude. We like to imagine we will live forever. As long as we think we will live forever, we make ourselves like God. The temptation that the serpent uses in the Garden of Eden exploits this human tendency. Genesis 3, 4 through 5. But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Ever since, humanity has wanted to be like God. It is important that we remind ourselves that we are not God. Being finite, finitude, is not a sin. It is the nature of being a creature that is created by God. Dr. Cynthia L. Rigby, professor of theology at Austin Presbyterian Theological Seminary, says this, quote, "When we encounter this one who is infinite, our limitations as creatures are accentuated. Because of this, we inevitably feel distanced from that to which we are inextricably connected. The ground of all being is immortal. But we, being mortal and finite, will die. This troubles us, since face to face with the unlimited one, we realize death is not the only possibility. Somehow, it just doesn't seem right to us that we should die. And so we fight our creatureliness." End quote. So why do we remind ourselves of our mortality every year? It is really tempting just to skip this part and jump ahead to Easter. But we must start with our mortality. The fact that we are created by God from dust and will return to God as dust reminds us that, in the words of the Heidelberg Catechism and the Brief Statement of Faith, in life and in death, we belong to God. Our beginning is from God. Our ending is from God. Nothing else really matters. That is good news. We did not choose to be created. God chose to create us and said, "We are very good." God is God. We are not. We will not choose whether or not we die. God will. And God has us in God's loving hands every step of the way. The good news is that our finitude is a gift of God and is blessed by God, who in Jesus Christ became human for us. Jesus, by coming to us in human flesh, became finite and died. Jesus demonstrated that death does not have the final word. As Paul says in Romans chapter 6, verse 3, beginning with verse 3, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Yes, as creatures of God, created by God, we have a beginning and an end. As creatures redeemed by Christ Jesus, death is not the final word. Ash Wednesday is a good time to remember that we are not God and therefore not of infinite significance. It is also a time to remember that as creatures of God and children of God, we are loved beyond our understanding. Loved even that God was willing to come down to earth in finite form for us. Paul says it this way in Philippians 2. "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Jesus is the model for us this Ash Wednesday. We are not to think of ourselves as infinitely significant. That is, not seeking to grasp equality with God. That leads to pride and self-absorption. We are finite and will have an end to this existence. Neither are we to undervalue ourselves either. Professor Rigby calls this the sin of self-deprecation. God, who created us, expects us to embrace the gifts we have been given. God, who loves us, expects us to love ourselves in spite of and even because of our limitations. If God loves us, who are we to deny ourselves that love? Thanks be to God. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. Now please turn in your bulletin to the confession of faith from the confession.